USA News, I'm John Schaefer. King Charles III has been crowned in England.
Charles took the oath to uphold the law and the Church of England during his reign. He also took a second oath.
I, Charles, do solemnly and sincerely, in the presence of God, profess, testify, and declare that I am a faithful Protestant.
You weren't able to see the king's actual anointing, though, the most sacred part of the ceremony. Historically, it's been regarded as the moment between the sovereign and God, with a screen blocking public view. I'm Corey Myers.
President Biden is defending his son's business dealings ahead of possible federal charges. In an interview on MSNBC, Biden said,
"First of all, my son's done nothing wrong. I trust him. I have faith in him. And it impacts my presidency by making me feel proud of him."
The Washington Post has reported the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware is looking into Hunter Biden's business dealings in China and the income he received from serving on the board of the Ukrainian energy company Burisma. A whistleblower who provided important information that helped with an enforcement action has been awarded the largest whistleblower payment in history, $279 million. The Securities and Exchange Commission didn't say who or what case it involved. The payments are made through a fund set up by Congress and financed through sanctions issued by the SEC. The fan favorite in this year's Kentucky Derby has been scratched. Forte will not be racing, and for owner Mike Rapole, it's a huge disappointment.
It's a big stage. Everyone's looking to this race. We haven't had the best week here. And I think they were overly cautious. But I have to understand and respect the fact that they're overly cautious.
Forte has been scratched due to a bruised foot. And thousands of residents of Alberta, Canada have fled their homes as wildfires burn out of control. This is USA News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The former head of the CIA and director of national intelligence will be sitting down before a congressional committee later this month. John Brennan and James Clapper will be questioned by the House subcommittee investigating the alleged weaponization of the federal government. Brennan and Clapper will be questioned about a letter signed by former intelligence officials claiming Hunter Biden's laptop had all the classic earmarks of a Russian disinformation campaign. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is assessing the situation at the southern border as Title 42 is set to expire in less than a week.
Mayorkas says the U.S. will still have the power to expel illegals.
In a post-Title 42 environment, we will be using our expedited removal authorities under Title 8 of the United States Code.
He says the Biden administration is offering expanded legal pathways for asylum seekers and will remove those people who arrive at the border who do not qualify for relief. He stresses the U.S. border is not and will not be open, and if smugglers tell people otherwise, they're lying. I'm Karen Sloan.
Shaquille O'Neal is joining a group looking to buy BET Media, the NBA legend, part of a group that also includes rapper 50 Cent. Other groups that include celebrities like actor-producer Tyler Perry and musician and business mogul Sean Diddy Combs are also exploring bids for BET Media. That media group includes BET and VH1. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTR-CM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.